Hello everyone, welcome to Cyfrowy Polsat Results Conference Call. My name is Tobias Solots and I will present the results of the Polsat Group in quarter 4 2016 and of the whole year 2016. And now the key events of 2016. We started 2016 with a strategic decision to buy the Midas Group and take control over the vital for us requisites that belong to Midas. During the course of the year, we fully integrated the Midas team with the team of Polsat Group. The June-July period was not only the big drill for all football fans, but also the time of very intense TV Polsat teamwork. The results of this to UEFA Euro 2016 was very positively reflected in the viewership of TV Polsat and in the satisfaction of our customers who were able to watch the sport event free of charge. What is equally important is that our financial results also clearly benefited from this because the Euro 2016 was a huge commercial success for the Polsat Group. Shortly afterwards, the so-called counter-terrorism law emerged, which complicated the plans of all telecoms. There was very little time, but the topic was extensive. Most important aspect was that, thanks to our efficient organization, we were able to register the majority of customers who actively used our cards. The final important issue to focus our attention on in the past year was the development of Smartdom, our flagship product. We decided to extend our offer with additional products and to launch a new advertising campaign with the slogan Home Saving Program. I'm very pleased to inform you that all four goals that the management board has set out for 2016 have been achieved. As I have mentioned before, the successful acquisition of Midas, a dynamic growth in services and ARPU, an improvement in Polsat Television results and strong financial results and indicators. Let's see what the numbers look like. 5.9 million contract customers, more than 1.3 million of whom use the multiplay offer. The number of our services increased to 16.5 million units, over 80% of which are provided in the contract model. As a result, in line with our last year's expectations, ARPU continued to grow, reaching the level of around 89 zloty. The situation was similar in case of the Polsat channels. The viewership of our channels increased slightly for another year, mainly thanks to team channels. As a result, we increased our share in the TV advertising market, which perhaps is best illustrating by the following multiplier. Namely, the growth rate of our advertising revenues was more than 4 times higher than the growth rate in the overall market for the television advertising. And now the finance. More than 9.6 billion in pro forma revenue, EBITDA margin of nearly 38%. Our cash flow clearly improved. 1.6 billion is a result that gives us a great comfort in doing current business operations in parallel with decreasing the debt. Let us now discuss in details the results of both segments. The Polsat Television segment will be, by tradition, presented by Maciej.
Thank you, Tobias. It has been yet another quarter during which we achieved very good viewership results. Our main channel, with a market share of 13.5% in the commercial group, has been again the leader on Polish market. The end of autumn scheduling went in line with our expectations and we are happy with its operational outcome. Our thematic channels also led the field with a result of 11.6%, which ultimately translated into 24.8% for the whole group. I see this as a very strong result, having in mind the fact that the market still got more and more fragmented and at the same time we kept our programming costs flat. But what's more important, we've been able to convert our viewership results into growth of sales of advertising airtime and TV sponsoring. Meanwhile, the market grew by 2%, while our revenue grew by over 7%. It means that we grew over three times faster than the market. But as always, I used to say that our quarterly performance is important. However, the TV business has to be viewed in a longer perspective. The results of the whole year eliminate most of the influence of seasonality of our programming. Our main channel and the entire group were the leaders in the commercial viewers group. What's worth mentioning, our audience share increased on the fragmenting market from 24.6% to 24.9%. And again, the decent viewership results during the whole year translated into much better advertising performance. Our revenue from the TV advertising and sponsoring grew over four times faster than the market in the whole 2016. During 2016, the market grew at 1.3%, while our revenues increased by 5.6%. What's interesting is that during the whole year, the market grew by around 54 million zlotys, while our revenue increased by around 58 million zlotys. Looking at the beginning of the year and based on the sector-specific analysis, we expect the market growth during the whole of 2017 by a low single digit. And that's all on my part. Now let me hand over to Tobias.
Thank you, Maciej. Moving on to the largest segment of our businesses, we have reasons to be pleased with each quarter of 2016. Our client base kept growing, they took advantage of our multiple offers, exceeding the level of 1.3 million at the end of the year. What is important, the smartphone program positively translates into customer satisfactions, as a result of which, in accordance with our previous prognosis, the level of churn clearly continued to decrease, reaching the level of only 8.3% in the fourth quarter. What is not visible in this slide, what is very important, is the satisfaction of our customers, in hand with the ever-increasing ARPU, according to the targets of our strategy. And the same assumption motivated us during the work on developing the Smart Home product. Today we call it Home Saving Program, because, as can be easily noticed, communication services has been supplemented with a range of products and services that each household buys on a regular basis. Electricity, gas, banking, and insurance are the best examples of this. The notion of our program is simple. The more you purchase, the more you save. Up to 1,000 zloty per year, and that's an amount that speaks to the immigration of the Poles. As for our contract services, the fourth quarter looks strong as never before, because the range of our services increased by 237,000. Of course, it must be made clear that this is largely the result of our campaigns encouraging our prepaid customers to transfer to the contract solutions. However, we also recorded large increase in pay TV and the internet, which were not impacted by the mandatory registration of SIM cards. Along with an increasing number of services contracts, ARPU also grew by almost 3% in the fourth quarter of 2016. We anticipate that the increase in ARPU will continue throughout 2017, but closer to the pace observed throughout the year rather than during the expansionally strong fourth quarter. Now it's time for the prepaid, in case of which you can of course observe the effects of the implemented requirement to register prepaid cards. As mentioned before, the sales of prepaid cards have been decreased twofold since the date of introduction, the obligation to register new prepaid cards, and the market of prepaid cards should not be expected to ever return to this previous shape. The whole market is undergoing a kind of change, and its effects will be continued to be visible during the course of 2017. A lot of loss you can see in this slide returns in the course of the rising contract statistics, which for us holds a potential for the future. A side effect of the elimination of short-term cards is the improvement of the reporting APU standing. This is all about operating results. Now I would like Kasia to present our financial results.
Thank you, Tobias. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I have the pleasure of presenting sound Q4 2016 and 2016 annual results to you. Our results are in line with the market consensus. Please bear in mind that due to the lack of comparability of the financial results, which results from the acquisition of Midas in Q1 2016, we present you with the data on the pro forma basis. Our revenue grew steadily, but by 2.5% in 2016, our EBITDA was relatively flat. Generally, given how the market looks like, I consider that a success. In our Q4 2016 results, they represent trends similar to 2016 generally. Our overall Q4 revenue grew by 1.5% and our EBITDA by 1.9%. Our last 12 months free cash flow increased partly as a result of finalization of refinancing in Q1 2016. Our B2C segment has experienced a slight decline in EBITDA level both in Q4 and 2016. Taking into consideration how the outside environment looks like, I consider these results as pretty good. In our broadcasting and TV production segment, it has shown an outstanding performance in 2016, mainly due to excellent monetization of Euro 2016. However, even if we exclude Euro, that influenced the results on Q2 and Q3, our Q4 performance with EBITDA increased by 22% quarter to quarter is also remarkable. Maciej has already given you the market reasons for that. Looking from a quarter-to-quarter perspective, I would like to show you the pro forma revenue. They're pretty stable in the growth, so you can see that there are no significant variations in between the quarters, taking away the one-off result of Euro. If we look at EBITDA quarter by quarter, you can see that our EBITDA has grown pretty stable and there are no significant deviations from the quarter-to-quarter results. In the third and fourth quarter of 2016, the EBITDA was slightly better than in the first 6 months. As for pro forma cash flow statement in 2016, basically most of the factors that influenced the cash flow were shown in the previous quarters. In Q4 we did not have any significant or excessive outflows and they were mainly payments for current debts and interest. Passing to free cash flow, our pro forma free cash flow is above our expectations for 2016. It has reached over 1.5 billion zlotys. Most of the items on these slides were discussed in the previous quarters. Our strong and stable free cash flow contributes to quicker deleveraging and decrease of our both net debt to EBITDA ratios, which are presented on the next slide. Our net debt has decreased in Q4 again. It is still denominated in Polish zloty only and with unchanged maturing profile. Our net debt to EBITDA ratios have decreased. The secured ratio is 2.83 and the unsecured ratio is 3.06. With these ratios we feel pretty comfortable. Many thanks. I will hand over to Tobias now, so he has a chance to share his finance conclusions with you.
Thank you, Kasia. A few words of summary now. 2016 was a successful year, a year of consistent implementation of our strategy, which resulted in the improvement in operating results as well as in very good financial results. And what should be expected in 2017? First of all, further continuation of our winning strategy, which means maintaining the growth rate of the number of services and customer-based saturation with the integrated services with consistent building of ARPU per customer. In the TV segment, continuation of our strategy of maintaining audience shares and growth in revenue from advertising, at least in line with the growth rate of the TV advertising market. And when it comes to finance, we intend to maintain a high level of margin of our business with CapEx of max 10% of revenue and free cash flow at a level not lower than in 2016. This is all regarding our presentations. We are now ready to answer your questions. Operator?
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have the first question. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our first question comes from Andrzej Fabisiak, Berenberg. Sir, please go ahead.
Hi there, thanks for taking my questions. I have a couple. I was wondering, in terms of networks, two questions. Under what conditions will you need or be interested in using the rights to prolong the 800 megahertz block next year? In terms of network sharing developments, whether you care to comment on any potential network sharing with Play, whether you're ready to share not only passively but also actively, because we know from the local press that Play is looking to expand their networks, and it would be a logical thing for you to team up, I guess, given the asymmetry of base stations. And if I may, in terms of market consolidation and fixed assets, what is your view there going forward? Because we're seeing some consolidation play out in the market. Are you waiting perhaps for local assets in areas where you would be looking to acquire for them to get cheap enough before buying, or what your strategy is there? And then potentially final question would be, I noticed that your subsidies in terms of retail costs have gone up in the fourth quarter, and I've heard comments about the market potentially returning to subsidies, if that's something that you're seeing or pushing even. Thank you.
Okay, about the 800, we will wait till 2018, and then we make an analyze what will be the conditions for the next year. Now it's too early to see what will happen. With Play, this is our partner in some businesses. But if you talk about the infrastructure, I don't know that we have any
talks
for sharing the network. And about the fixed line, it's when you look at the price, it's now in Europe, it's the same in Poland, it's extremely high if you look at the EBITDA. The EBITDA valuation. So if there will be something interesting to buy, we will be interesting, but we have to find something. And maybe Kasia, you can say about the subsidiaries.
Yes, Andre, you were mentioning the subsidies. Actually, when we were moving our sales to the installment basis, it was because it was mostly preferred by our customers. And if in the future our customers will strongly prefer the subsidies, then we, will not oppose. However, at the moment, we don't see any of such movement or desires among our customers. So, basically, we open to the customer and we open to the customer's needs. However, we don't see anything that would move us to the subsidies right now.
If I may follow up on that, that is, the growth that I see here in the fourth quarter in terms of the subsidies, is that would be a one-off, I presume then. And do you think, so I've heard opinions that moving back to subsidies would sort of allow for price corrections, paradoxically, in Poland by you know, selling tariffs at higher prices once the subsidized tariffs sort of end, if that's something that you agree with and see potential for ARPU growth there.
No, Andre, if you look at the difference in between the third and fourth quarter, in the fourth quarter you had higher value of the higher value of the equipment sold because of the higher sales for, you know, mainly with the Christmas peak. So we're not talking about the subsidies here.
Okay. Sorry. So if you could please follow up on the on the market moving back to subsidies, if that's something that you see in Poland at the moment as something that could potentially bring ARPU growth back.
We don't see at the moment on the market moving back to subsidies, and we in our case we rather concentrate on upselling the customer in order to grow the RPU. So, you know, it's not the case of subsidies as the way of the RPU growing.
Okay, thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have no other question. Dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
Okay, so thanks a lot. And
the next call will be in May. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.